A third hypothesis I'm going to call the biotic interactions hypothesis. Because tropical climates allow for a year-round growing season with warm temps, ample moisture, and lots of sunlight, the survival of organisms is less constrained by abiotic factors. There's no harsh winter they have to hibernate through or migrate away from, no freezing temperatures that create an intense selective force on who lives or dies. Instead, biotic factors are more important. The pressures exerted by all the other species an organism must share its space with. The biotic interactions hypothesis states that the tropics have an increased importance of biotic pressures compared with abiotic ones, and that these pressures exerted by other species, things like competition, predation, herbivory, and parasitism, have resulted in high levels of specialization and easier coexistence in tropical organisms. In reality, the biotic interactions hypothesis I'm describing here is what many people separate into the competition hypothesis and the predation hypothesis. In the competition hypothesis, if two or more species are competing for the same limited resource, one or both will either go extinct or have to shift their resource use a bit in order to avoid that competition. This leads to increased specialization, with the competing species diversifying their niches so as not to overlap as much. This greater degree of specialization allows for more species to coexist within the total niche space available. Species can sort of pack more tightly in because each one is occupying a smaller and smaller slice of the pie. The predation hypothesis is related, but in this case, predators, which tend to be generalists, tend to pick off the most common prey species, which is often the better competitor. For example, perhaps one year the squirrels are more abundant than the chipmunks. They're bigger and outcompete the chipmunks for nuts. So, simply because there are a lot more squirrels around, the bobcat is more likely to encounter and kill a squirrel than a chipmunk. In doing so, the bobcat is alleviating the competition the chipmunks are facing from the squirrels. Each squirrel killed by the bobcat leaves more nuts for the chipmunks. So more chipmunks survive than would have if the bobcats were absent. So by reducing competition among prey species, predators enable multiple prey species to coexist, thus maintaining the biodiversity of the system as a whole. The graph on the slide shows how competition among three hypothetical prey species and predation on the most common prey affect the abundance of each species.